Today's share in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Samach Aleph, Omer Aleph, in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah. We have just a couple of Mishnah Berurahs to finish off in Siman Kuf Samach Dalet, which dealt with some of the halachos at the end of this Siman with a person who became, his hands became tame during the Seuda. So we had finished reading the Ramah as well as the last Mechaber, and we were doing the Mishnah Berurah. So we're dealing here with Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yud Aleph. Ubi Mekomos Hamanutunofen. If a person went and touched places that would make your hands tame, for example, and we had pointed this out when we did yesterday, it shouldn't be Ubi Mekomos Hamanutunofen. It meant in places where your body is dirty, and you shouldn't have the vav in this word. Umashakosav Sheyesh Bohem Hutam L'chol Hanal. That the idea is that they're filled with sweat, they're filled with the various form of waste, and therefore that's why they would make the hands tummy if you touched it during the middle of the Suda. So we'd explain, the person has to, in this situation, go and do a new Netilas Yadayim and make a bracha even on this Netilas Yadayim. So Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yud Beis writes, Sarech Lachzav Alito, for Kol Shekin, and certainly you have to go wash your hands again, in Noga Bimakom Hatinofis Mamish, if you actually touch the place, for example, the parts of the body where waste comes out, if you actually touch that area, not only just the sweaty place, certainly if you touch the real Makom Hatinofis Mamish, oh, also tzrachov, if a person just even went to the bathroom without necessarily touching that dirty place, oh, afilu hitil mayim meraglayim v'shivshech biyadov, or even if you just urinated and you were shaking off the droplets of urine so they shouldn't go on your clothing or shoes, in all of these situations, a person has to go wash the netilas yadayim. And we will learn in Mirtz Hashem, in Siman Kuf Ayin, more about these details, how that makes your hands tummy. The issue footnote number 17 brings down what happens if you change a baby's diaper. So obviously if your hands get dirty, so that would be the equivalent of touching actual excrement. And of course you'd have to wash your hands again. But he brings down for a Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal. Kishehichlif Latinok Titul, if a person changed the diaper of a baby, Vikincho, and he wiped him, Mitsowaso, from his excrement, Aflo Nogabatinov, even though he's certain that he didn't touch the actual excrement with his hands, so Rav Scheinberg Zatzal brings down, She'ein Tzorich Lito Bebrocha, he should wash his hands, but he doesn't have to make a brocha. And he says, even an individual, Kishehoso Beatzmal Trocha, if you yourself went to the bathroom, you have to go wash your hands in that situation, even if you didn't touch yourself, because it's disgusting, it's maguna, and therefore you should wash your hands up below nigi, even though you didn't touch anything. The issue foot number 18 brings down, just if a person walks into a bathroom, even if he didn't use the bathroom facilities to go to the bathroom. So we've already learned in Siman Dalet, she'ein chayiv netila mitamtino, if you don't have to go wash the netilas yadayim because your hands didn't actually get dirty. However, it was brought down over there that you should go and wash netila of some sort because of the ruach ra that's present in the bathroom. In regards to Yom Kippur, he brings down where it's also berechitza, so one is not permitted to wash the hands. That's one of the five inuyim. So the Bir Halacha in Siman Tuf Reish Yud Gimel Teryag brings down in the name of the Mati Ephraim that he points out should be yitzio mibes hakisi on Yom Kippur. If you come out of a bathroom on Yom Kippur where you didn't go and use the facilities, nevertheless, yinak al kuponim esyodah b'tzoro b'koso, you should wipe your hands on something to accomplish some sort of a cleaning, even though you're not supposed to wash them with water, because he was in a place that was metunav, and maybe he touched something be'ezadover, and he wasn't careful and didn't realize it, lo sam belibo, so therefore, you should go and wipe your hands on something. The Chazon Ish is even more machmir, and he says, Efshar, maybe, shagam yishum zuhama, just because you went into this area where there's zuhama, this foul odor, yesh l'chayvu netila, a person should have to go do a netila. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yud Gimel writes, and you do have to make a bracha on this netila, so yadayim, v'rashal cholek, the marshal is disagreeing with this halacha, usir lei, de'ein tzorech levarach, he says that you do not make a bracha, machmas nigiyoso be'emtza suda b'zeah, if your hands just touch the sweaty part of your body that's normally covered up during the meal. And he says, even if you went to the bathroom and your hands didn't get dirty, he holds that you don't make it with bracha. You wash the tefillah yadayim, but you don't make a bracha. Unless, but if you got it from the table and you went away from the table, then you would go wash your hands again with a new bracha. There are many different opinions amongst the achronim. Should you follow the Marshal's opinion or not? And he says, look in the Bir Halacha, in the Bir Halacha, Shechranu, where he points out that he's of the opinion, the Ba'asa Tzrachav, if the person actually went to the bathroom, or Shenoga B'makom Metunif Mamash, or he touched a place where it actually physically was dirty, or Shehalach V'Hiflig, or if he left the table for a significant period of time, then Sarach Netilas Yadayim, Bivracha. He paskins that you would do it until I see daim again, and you can't make a bracha on it. However, if you just, Avolim Nogav, Mokam, Elchus, Estam, if you just touched a part of the body that is normally covered up, up, or shehishtin, or if you urinated as opposed to defecated, av sheshivshev, even though you tried to shake off the drops of urine that might be still attached to your gid, tzarech netilas yadayim, you do wash netilas yadayim, kedin, in the proper way that we've learned in the last couple of simonim. However, in this situation, the Chafetz Chaim paskins, avolo yivarech, you do not make a bracha, ayin sham, look in the long beer halacha, lachz of lit hoyod v'chulei, for a much longer discussion of this subject. As well, the Chafetz Chaim in the Shaar Tzion, Sifkon Yud, brings down various poskim, both in favor of making a bracha and those against making a bracha in this situation. And this is something, therefore, someone should be careful not to touch, if possible, in those areas that would cause him to come into the suffix of a bracha. Indeed, the Bir Halacha, in Dibra Maskel, Sheyesh Ben Memule Zeyah, brings down, Shenira Shenochon Lizar Miliga Afilu Be'ezeh Beged Sheyedua Sheyesham Harbe Zeyah. One should even be careful not to touch a garment that has sweat on it. Kegon Kitzada Tachtun Shalakova, the underneath part of your hat, which normally goes on your head, Menul Chalarosh, the head is sweaty, Sheyesham Harbe Zeyah Min Haseyah, because your hair goes and sweats, obviously, and it will be moist, and therefore one should try not to even touch that area. Dirshu Foot number 19 brings down the hachra of the Chazon Ish, shedover kosher lechalek b'mesh lochil korishon. It's very hard for us to come to psak halachovia when you only have achronim that have discussed this, but you don't find this discussion in the rishonim. Should you, should not make a new bracha, and therefore he says lochein b'chol ofen botel nitilah. So definitely you have to wash a new nitilah sidayim, and he says hamavarech lohivsin. If you want to make a bracha, you certainly have poskim that you can rely upon. Vameikol shalolavarech. And if a person doesn't want to make a bracha, ein moch biyadu. We don't protest this as well. The key thing is to do nitilah sidayim. The issue for the number 20 brings down unegiya zu asura midina. One should try very hard not to touch any places where there is sweat, because that certainly is not appropriate. Because in Noga Bezei, if you actually touched real sweat, then in the middle of your meal, chayiv benetila, then you definitely have to make a new netila. So try very hard not to touch clothing that may be sweaty. And Dirshu Foot number 21 brings down, in regards to some sort of a shirt, he brings down from the Shevet Levi, Rav Azaz Atzal, Shenochel Lizorim Lidengor Betzido HaTachton HaSomot Laguf. Try not to touch the under part of the shirt, the part that's attached or touching your body, because Yodua Shiei Shom HaBezer, because often it will be sweaty. So therefore, try very hard not to put yourself into this machlokes as to whether or not you do have to do Netilas Adayim with a bracha or without it. This concludes Simen Kuf Samach Dalet. And now we begin Simen Kuf Samach Hei. Din Oset Tzrocha V'rotz Lecho. Person went to the bathroom, and now he has to wash his hands for going to the bathroom, and he also wants to wash his hands for bread, so how should one conduct himself? So the Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph. Oset Tzrocha, the person went to the bathroom, V'rotz Lecho, and he also wants to eat bread. So he should wash twice. Yito Shtei Pamim. Surprisingly, the Mechaber says he should wash two times. And the first time he washes, Al Rishona Mivarech Asher Yotzer. The first washing is to allow him to say the Baruch of Asher Yotzer. And Al Hashnia, the second washing, Mivarech Al Natil. He uses the second washing for Netilas Yadayim for the Hamotzi, and that is the one that he says Al Netilas Yadayim on. Of course, this begs the question, why do you have to wash twice? Why wouldn't one wash and be good? And now we'll see inside in the Mishnah Berurah who explains this further. So the Mishnah Berurah starts off in Sifkot Aleph. First, he brings down the Shalah. Kosa b'shalah, the chol odom yivdok atzmo lefanos kodim hanatila. Before you go and wash your hands, you should first check to see if you have to go to the bathroom. And he brings this down, the chen kosa b'sefer seder ayom, in the name of the El Yeraba, that you should do this as well. We've already discussed previously how important it is for a person to always keep his guf naki, and if a person has to go to the bathroom, it's improper for him to make any brachos, or to daven, or to learn. So therefore, it's a very smart thing for a person to go before he starts sitting down to the suda, where he's going to make brachos, to see if he has to go to the bathroom. If he does, take care of your needs, and then you'll be perfectly able to do everything b'tara. Sivkot and Beis. The Chabad said, Yitosh Deipami, you have to wash twice over here. Once for the Asher Yotzer, and once for Netilas Yadayim for the bread. Because, Dim Yitol Pamachas, if you only were to go and wash one time, V'yivaruch Mitchila, and then you first say Asher Yotzer, and then V'yachakach Al Netilas Yadayim, there's a problem over here. What's the problem? Have a hafsek ben hanatila lebirchosa. This involves having an interruption between the washing of the hands and the saying of the bracha, because you're saying an Asher Yotzer in between. So answer that simply. Go make the netilas yadayim first, so there's no interruption between the washing of the hands and making the bracha. And then v'yachakach say the asher yotzer bracha. That's also a problem. Heavy hefsek bein birchas netila l'hamotzi. That's an interruption between the bracha of al netilas yadayim and the hamotzi lechem in haaretz. There's not supposed to be any interruption in between there, unless it's essential for the eating of the bread. And the Chafetz Chaim in the Shaar Tzion, Sifkot and Beis writes Rosh Lomar. Person has to go and always make sure that he does the Netilas Yadayim immediately before the Suda, so there shouldn't be anything after the Netilas Yadayim before he goes and makes the Hamotzi. And in this situation, the Atzei Yotzer would be considered a hefsek. So you can't make the Atzei Yotzer first and then the Netilas Yadayim, because that's a hefsek over here between the Netila and the Bracha. And you can't make the Netilas Yadayim first and then do the Atzei Yotzer, because that's a hefsek between the Netilas Yadayim and the Hamotzi. So what about the other option? The Mishnah Berurah says, Ul haniach milavarach birchas Atzei Yotzer ad achar birchas Hamotzi. So go wash your hands, say Netilas Yadayim, say the Hamotzi, and then say the Atzei Yotzer. That's also not correct. Because there is an obligation to say the Atzei Yotzer as soon as you come out of the bathroom. And one should not delay saying so. And therefore, none of these options are good. Therefore, wash your hands twice. The first time for the Atzei Yotzer, as the Mechaber says, and the second time for the Netilas Yadayim. The issue for the number one brings down. Even if you wash the first hand, so he brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, you shouldn't have any interruption between the washing of the first hand and the second hand. Even though there's no obligation to make the bracha if you only washed on one hand, until you washed on the second hand, nevertheless you shouldn't have any interruption between the washing of your right hand and then the washing of the left hand. And he brings down as well from the Shelus Teshuvas Or L'Tzion, and he brings down Shekiva Shenotlim Kayom Revius V'Vas Achas, since most people wash on each hand B'chol Yad an entire Revius, and came Kvar Hiskel B'Mitzvah Miyad B'Nitil Rishonah. So you've actually accomplished doing half the mitzvah, i.e., your right hand, after you pour the first Netilas Shadayim, the entire Revius. The issue for number two brings down Vayotze L'Derech, and somebody's going off on the road. Vayotze L'Shalos Esudakos Achimavarach Hashiyotzer Meshirotze L'Asmiches Habrocha L'Tfilas Haderech. If somebody wants to go and travel on the road, we're going to have to make a bracha of Tfilas HaDerech. And we don't like to have that because it doesn't start off with Baruch Ata Hashem by itself. We always try to be connecting it to another bracha that starts off with a baruch. So you have a bracha smuch l'chaverta situation, which we'll learn about later on in the second volume when dealing with brachos. So you always want to have over here a bracha that's Baruch Ata Hashem connected to a bracha that doesn't start off with Baruch Ata Hashem. In any event, so that's what you're trying to do over here. Say the bracha of Atzei Yotzer and then say immediately afterwards the bracha of Tfilas HaDerech. But you're not yet on the road, so you have to wait a few minutes or a little bit of time until you can say the Atzei Yotzer. So in this situation, it is the opinion of Ruchaim Kanievsky, Shlita Shemutr. This is a permissible reason to wait. However, we don't let you wait to say the Atzei Yotzer until after you washed on the bread. That's l'chatchila, because you can make the bracha right away. In our situation, there's a halachic reason why you're waiting to make the Atzei Yotzer, and therefore it's acceptable to delay when you have a good halachic reason to delay. Back to the Mishnah Berurah now, says v'kosu achronim, v'iryas achronim, right. He brings us down in the name of the Morgan Avram, the Graz, the Chayodim, the Derech HaChayim, the Yad Aaron, not like the El Yerabba, the Tzorech Lizor Shalo Lito Bepamarishon Netila Gemura. The first time that you're washing for the Atzei Yotzer, don't do a Netila Gemura, i.e., don't do a proper Netila Sedayim that would be Yotze, the Netila Sedayim requirement for bread. For Rak Ma'at Mishum Nikias, only wash a little bit so your hands are clean so you can make a bracha of Atzei Yotzer. Because the Ilav Hochi, if you're going to make a full, perfectly good Netila Shadayim and then make the Atzei Yotzer, Hari Netaru Yodu Pamarishon, your hands are now clean. Then Shayach Levarach Od Al Netila Shnia. Now you're going to wash your hands again, a proper Netila Shadayim for bread. There's no reason to have done so, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to make the bracha in that situation. The Chanal B'Simon Kuf Nun Ches, Siv Zayin, we've already learned this in Simon Kuf Nun Ches. The Mishnah Berurah adds, "V'da the Yesh Kama Poskim Shesviru Lahu the Atzei Yotzer Lo Hevi Hefsek Bein Brichas Netila LaMotzi." There are poskim that say that it's not a problem to first make the Netila Shadayim after you wash your hands properly for the pas, make the bracha al Netila Shadayim, and then we said before it's a hefsek to make the Atzei Yotzer right then and there. So it says it's not a hefsek because why is it not a hefsek? Mishum Dakol Tzorich Taras Yadayim, because you need to go and be tahar, and you washed your hands, and this Netilas Yadayim over here was perfectly good. The Atzei Yotzer is to allow you to go and complete the obligation to say Atzei Yotzer. It was holding you back, so to say, and this is no different. V'hokimo gabil l'torah b'simen kuf samach zayin. As we'll learn in a few days in simen kuf samach zayin, that let's say a person realized he forgot to feed his animals in between the Al Netilas Yadayim and Amotzi, since you're not allowed to eat before you fed your animals, so you'd be allowed to interrupt and tell somebody, go feed my animal, in between the Netilas Yadayim and Amotzi. That's an acceptable interruption. So to over here, Al-Kain, B'di-Eved, Notal Netila, Achas Kedin, L'Shem Netilas Lachila. If you did wash your hands properly for Netilas Yadayim and only realized afterwards, now I have the problem. I can't say an Ashi Yotza first, like the Mechaber says, because then I won't be able to say the Al Netilas Yadayim afterwards, because my hands are already clean. I can't wash a second time. So Yivarach Betchila Al Netilas Yadayim. So then in this situation, where you've already washed properly, so make the Al Netilas Yadayim right now, so there's no hefsek between the Netila and the Bracha. Then V'achakach make the Ashi Yotza, the Yesh L'smoch Al HaPoskim Elu. You can rely upon these poskim that say it's not considered a hefsek. And he adds, "What din lechatchila? This would actually be good lechatchila. Im hoya kosher lito shnei netilos bidoch mayim chayotz bezeh. If you don't have enough water to wash twice, this would even be good lechatchila to go and do this. And what should you do? Itol achas, go wash both your hands. V'yivarech al netilos yadayim. And then afterwards, v'yachakach asher yotzar. And this would be acceptable lechatchila in a situation where you don't have enough water, or the water for whatever the reason is bad for your hands and you can't wash twice." The Chavetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion, Sifkot and Zayin brings down, besides, Movad Elu HaPoskim HaMikilim, besides those make who poskim say you're allowed to do this, Halodin Detekev L'Netila Suda Eina Muchrach, he says that you have to wash the Tilas Yadayim and immediately afterwards say HaMotzi, that's not definite, that's not proven, as we'll learn in Simon Kuf Samach Vav, and he says it's the Das of the Vilna Gaon and the Maitzer Rav, Shemashim L'Chatchila Yochol Asus Kain, that you can do what we just said now, L'Chatchila, to wash only once, to wash Netilas Yadayim, make the Bracha Netilas Yadayim, then make an Ashi Yotzer, and then make the Amotzi on the bread. The issue footnote number 3 brings down, what do we mean by not doing a full Netilas Yadayim? So he says, for example, Kishein Lo Kli Shalom, you have a broken utensil, which you can't use under certain situations, depending on where, how the utensil is broken, to wash Netilas Yadayim for bread. So he says, use this type of Netilas Yadayim now to get rid of the Ruach Ra that came on your hand from going to the bathroom. Or he says, do something that's not Koach Gavra, so you just have the water go on your hands without you actually pouring it on your hands, and this would be perfectly good. And he brings down that this was, in fact, the Minog of Rav Zvozda Zatzal, that in this situation, we have to wash both the Netilas Yadayim and the Ashi Yotzer. He would wash his hands only until the knuckles, and then afterwards, he would wash a second time up until the perek, and this way he would be able to make the bracha the second time, because the first time it wasn't a perfectly good washing. He brings down for Shelos Tshuvas Ola Tzion, that you could wash straight from the faucet or for some sort of a spigot, which wouldn't be koach gavra, and then the second time you could wash with koach gavra, and that would also allow you to make the bracha on the second washing al Netilas Yadayim. The issue footnote number 4 brings down that the minhag from the Chazon Ish was to rely upon the Mekel opinion over here to allow you to wash only one time, and then to make the bracha on the Netilas Yadayim, and then to make the Ashi Yotzer. In fact, he brings down from Hagon Rav Moshe Schneider, who saw physically the Chofetz Chaim once washed his hands when he came out from the bathroom. He only washed one time. He made the bracha on Netilas Yadayim. He then dried his hands. He made the bracha without drying his hand. Then he dried his hands and he made the bracha Ashi Yotzer. The reasoning for this is because until you finish drawing your hand, you're not allowed to have any interruption between the Al Netilas Yadayim and the finishing of the drawing of your hands. If you made the Ashi Yotzer then, it might have been an interruption. After the drawing of the hands, so then it's not considered such a hefsek that you could go and make Ashi Yotzer in between that and the Hamotzi. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "Cause of Magen Avraham, those who trochem b'em tzasud. If somebody goes to the bathroom in the middle of the meal, lukuliyama nota rak pamachas v'varach al Netilas Yadayim. In the middle of the meal, you definitely only go and wash one time, and you make the brach al Netilas Yadayim, and then v'achakach you make the brach Ashi Yotzer. Because over here, kiven the ain tzorch l'varach hamotzi, you're not making another hamotzi, as we'll learn in Simon Kuf Ayin Ches. You don't have to make another hamotzi. Im kein ain kan hefsek. So then there's no problem over here with hefsek because there you're making the brach al Netilas Yadayim right after the act of the Netilas Yadayim, and then the Ashi Yotzer is not a problem. It's not interrupting between anything." And he says, "V'ayin Masha Kosavdo, the Simon Kuf Samach Dalit Sifchot Beis." We learned this yesterday in the Mishnah Berurah over there for some additional dinim as well. That concludes today's shir.